Welcome back. Today's video is called Learning Woman's Language. Today it's basically all about what type of language women will speak and how to tap into that part of your mind as well and speak their language. Now, it's probably no mystery to you now at this point, since you've been kind of going through this and you've gotten to this video, that women are very, very, very different from men. In fact, they think differently, they act differently, they speak differently, and they feel differently. And so what I want you to do is I want you to today explore with me the different types of language that women will give to you and how to speak that language so that there's no sort of disconnection there between what you're saying and what they're hearing. So as you probably have noticed, maybe, and maybe you haven't noticed this, men, we like to communicate data points. We like to say things like, I have a car that goes this fast, that has these different qualities, is this color, has these sort of features, things like that, or is this rare, costs this much money, things like that. So we try to sort of produce these different data points that will convince someone that whatever we have is valuable. We also make, a lot of us make decisions based on these data points. But a lot of people, and men and women both, will make decisions on something else. This is essentially a gut feeling. We can make decisions based on two things. One is the thinking ability or a logical brain, and the other is the feeling ability or the emotional brain. Women typically will make decisions based on their feelings. They also speak emotional language. So a woman may look at the same car, the same thing that you're talking about, and she may be speaking to her friends about this, and she may say, when I drive it, I love the way the wind feels in my hair, and I love riding the top down, and I love, when I'm going really fast, I get really scared, but it's kind of exciting. So they're basically explaining to you, to their friends, how the car makes them feel. It's because women almost exclusively will communicate via emotional language. This is the language of women. It's also the language of rapport, and it will be the language of seduction as well. If you don't know how to speak emotional language yet, it is something that you will have to learn how to do in order to communicate to women. If you have been trying to have conversations with women and you find that it kind of dies out after a while, and you're talking about work or whatever it is you're talking about, you may have found that most women will lose interest right around the point when you start to throw out lots of data to them. The reason why is because throwing out lots of data to them is the same as saying, I have no idea how to please you and or how you think. So we don't want to project that. Instead, we want to project the quality, the idea that we understand them and we speak their language. Now, one way to do that is to not necessarily use emotional words, because that's a big mistake that guys make. They, instead of explaining how they feel, they just say a word that is an emotion. Instead of doing that, saying a word like love, hate, good, bad, exciting, scared, stuff like that, I want to challenge you to explain a situation in a way that presents that feeling to them. Now, one way that you might do this, and I'll give you an example right now, would be, I'll give you two ways of saying something. One is to say, I was running yesterday and I tripped on a rock and I fell. I was falling and I almost fell on my face and I caught myself, but I was, made me really scared. Okay, so that's a data point with an emotion kind of chunked in there, hoping that they pick up on it. The problem is that no one has the same idea of scared in their mind. So when we hear words like scared, happy, sad, whatever, we don't really understand them, and so we don't really process them. They don't sit in our emotional brain. They sit in our logical brain. So instead of explaining something with a word like scared, it's better to explain it with a situation that would help them understand what scared means to you. So let me give you another example. I'm just going to replace the word scared with a situation in that statement. So the other day I was running and I tripped and I started to fall. I almost fell, but I caught myself. And it kind of felt like whenever I was a little kid and I would run after my cousins or my brother or my sister, and I'd be chasing and starting to get really tired, and then I'd lift my foot up every once in a while. I remember doing this a few times. Let's say someone stole something from me, like took my toy or something. I'm chasing and I'm just trying to get it back, and then I trip on my foot, my own foot, or trip on something that's on the ground because my legs are getting tired, and just slide head first into the ground. And then I just remember everybody around me who could see that laugh at me. And so I had this fear, this idea that, you know, when I was tripping earlier, the same idea came to my head of, you know, man, everyone's going to laugh at me if I fall. And it made me feel that way. So that's a much, much more descriptive way of explaining how you feel. Now, it wouldn't necessarily always explain something with that much detail, but women speak that language. They don't speak the language of, I was tripping, one data point, or I was running, rather. I tripped, I caught myself, I got scared. That's data. That's all data. And even the I got scared thing is data. Instead, you can give all the data except the part that's emotional if you use an example for that, and you use what's called the I perspective, where you say, when I do this, I felt this way, I tripped, I fell, it reminded me of this thing that I went through. People will automatically be drawn into your conversation, drawn into your emotion. And this is how women speak. So what I want to challenge you to do is I want to challenge you to speak this emotional language with women. Think about something whenever you're talking. Think about the words that you're using. Think about the emotional words, especially, that you're using. And try to recognize when you're using data points, it's strictly data, like I went to work today, I did this, this person was a jerk, whatever it is, you're just strictly data, data, data. And try to break that up with how it made you feel instead. In fact, if you took all the data out of a situation, out of a conversation altogether, when you're talking to a woman, and you threw in only the emotions, and you didn't give any data points at all, you will find that your success with women in conversation will go up exponentially for you, because women do not communicate data in the same way that men communicate data. They just aren't wired to do that. Women have a stronger and larger what's called corpus callosum, which is the space in between the two different hemispheres of your brain, your right and left hemisphere, which control your logical and emotional brains, parts of your brain. So women are able to communicate emotion back and forth faster than men are. Women are able to change emotional states from one way to another, to be perfectly comfortable and happy and no problem, to being angry and then being back to being happy again. It happens very, very quickly for women because they have a larger corpus callosum than men do. So you're not necessarily wired to do this, but if you can speak this language, then you will be able to make that same level of connection that a lot of the great seducers of the world really have this ability to do this. And you'll be able to make that same kind of connection, the same kind of emotional response, and get that same kind of attraction that they're getting. So go ahead and try this out. Try to replace the data points in your conversation with an emotional response, an emotional explanation of how you're feeling. And I want to see how this works. I want to see how what the response is, what the success rate for you happens to be after you do this. So go ahead and do that. That's your sort of challenge for this week. I want you to do it. And if you find that it sits well with you, keep it and keep using it and cultivate it and make it stronger and stronger and stronger over time. That's it for this week, or for this video. I'll see you shortly in the next one. And until then, good luck. And I want to see how this works for you. So make sure you comment below. Thanks.